This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the air. And what do you talk about when you finally get on the air? Whatever you like. This is Free Talk Live. We have open phones. That means you bring up any subject and we'll talk about it. Maybe not for a long time, or maybe we'll talk about it for an hour. It just depends on what we feel like doing.
Are you feeling stressed?
It's one of those days.
Yeah, I can tell, man.
It was just... For those
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, first of all, in studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And Chris happens to work. He happens to own a retail establishment. And retail establishments this time of year can be a little stressful.
A little stressful.
That's all I can say. It's like, you know, when you finally get a break in the flow and, I'm just going to take a deep breath and there's another customer.
Now, wait, are they in the holiday spirit or are they grumpy?
No, people are very pleasant this year. And as
good.
I was saying before we got on the show.
That makes a difference.
There are, I would say, for our shop, which sells locally produced goods, you know, it's basically a gift shop. We're seeing a younger clientele throughout the holiday season. I'm not sure what to attribute that to. But we're definitely seeing more young people coming out. And, you know, young to me, you know, those people in their late 40s and stuff.
Okay.
People in their 20s, in their early 30s. I'm just kind of surprised. It's been a noticeable difference than who usually comes into a shop.
Okay.
So I find it interesting. But no, I probably don't need to talk about it. I'll vent on my girlfriend tomorrow as we sit there and count down the minutes till 10 a.m. when the doors open. Holiday shopping, get it in before it ends. But first, I wanted to talk about Wakanda. And
ooh.
I don't think we give enough time. We don't talk about Wakanda enough.
Forever.
Right? Vincent knows what I'm talking about.
I never saw the movie, but I know the meme.
I don't know anything about it. All I know is I saw a headline today about it, and that's it.
Well, the U.S. has apparently, at least according to the Department of Agriculture, has normalized relationships with Wakanda, and they have declared Wakanda as an official trade partner. So I think it's pretty big news. It's going to be a big economic boom to the people of Wakanda. Unfortunately, there is no country of Wakanda. Wakanda is a fictional country, but the
well,
U.S.
They're all fictional, I'd like to let you know.
That's certainly... This is interesting.
They're all just mass delusions anyway. So what's the difference?
So what's one more, right?
Yeah, whether it came from a book or, I mean, I'm looking here. I see that it's from Black Panther, the movie.
Yes. The U.S.
comic book.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture listed Wakanda as a free trade partner. Free trade. So we don't even have to worry about everything we're going through with China. You know, it's just open trade with Wakanda, despite the fact that it is a fictional country. The USDA spokesman said
Well, that's what they want you to think. They have a giant invisible shield over it. So
is that
it's
how it works? Is
that
how Wakanda works?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Wakanda is what the rest of Africa would look like if white people never set foot on there. They have, like, hovercrafts, and they have all sorts of stuff because they have this meteor that crashed here called Vibranium and are able to power everything with, you know, power hovercrafts, are able to have, like, shields and stuff. It's pretty neat, despite them still using spears and such, at least from what I could gather from Infinity Wars.
Right, but that really sounds like this might be a military target for the United States. If you have unlimited energy, be it hydrocarbons or whether it be, I'm sorry, what was the
Vibranium.
Name of
Vibranium.
Vibranium.
I think you could get some at Vibrant here in Keene, too. But
interesting. They sell that,
too. It's a sex shop for people that don't know. I can't believe they're still in business.
I do. That really? Is a growth industry.
Well, yeah, Keene is full of perverts. I mean, I'm not so. I was surprised that it closed. I mean, really.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. They were going out of business, and then somebody must have rescued it because, well, it was a new business. I mean, we're completely aside from Wakanda here, and we'll get back into it. But there was a sex shop, right? Like
an adult novelty store.
Sex toy store or whatever it is. I didn't go in there, but.
Tasteful, I would say.
Did you go in there? You were a shopper?
Well,
there?
No, of course
how
not.
Do you know it was
but let
tasteful.
Me tell you about it.
I went. I mean, I went in. I went in once, but I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh no! They didn't last long.
They were open for a few months.
That's a curious thing maybe? Because during their closeout sale, I went just to see, and you know, I didn't buy anything. Everything was too expensive, anyways. Even with like the 25% off, in my opinion.
Was this
and
the closeout? You said 25%?
Yeah. This was around like September or so, or it was a few months ago. And then I'm back around that area on Winchester Street because there was a costume shop, and a costume shop was going out of business, so right. I was going to go see the stuff, and then suddenly I see someone who's operating at the storefront at Vibrant, and at the register, and I didn't go in, but like customers were going in and out, so someone must have either bought it or resurrected, but there was absolutely no fanfare about it.
None at all.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it just seems like one of those things that people would rather shop online for, and now that there's a zillion places where you can get stuff like that online. I just don't understand. You know, it's not like you get to try before you buy.
No, but, you know,
you can.
I mean, women could size up, particular things and...
Okay.
Well, you could use cash, too. Like, some people might not be comfortable with having
ordering
a credit card statement.
Right. Okay. Yeah, could be.
I did take Colleen in there, my girlfriend Colleen. We went into Vibrant, and I'm like, okay, honey, you can buy anything you like. Because it was, you know, they were going out of business, and and she looks around for a little bit, and she comes back over. She said, I found exactly what I want. I'm like, well, come on, don't keep me in suspense. Show me. She's like, these are Victoria's Secret pajama bottoms. I'm like,
all right.
No.
She's
no,
a keeper,
no,
Chris.
No. Right. That's not what I was expecting or hoping for. But back to Wakanda, where I don't know if Vibrant has a store yet, but maybe they will.
Well, that's how the U.S. is trying to take it down, right? They have a free trade, so, I mean, they're going to ruin the economy. You know, they're going to flood the place with cheap goods and degeneracy. You're going to flood it with weed, flood it with pharmaceutical drugs, and that's how we're going to destroy it.
That's it. The USDA Department's online tariff tracker hosted a detailed list of goods the two nations apparently traded, including ducks, donkeys, and dairy cows. So the next time you have Peking duck, you want to thank the country of Wakanda. Apparently,
wouldn't that be Wakanda duck?
Wakanda, right?
Well, Peking duck is the missing cat, the neighborhood's missing cat.
That's it. In the Marvel Universe, Wakanda is a fictional East African home country of superhero Black Panther. The fictional country was removed soon from the list after U.S. media first queried it, prompting jokes that the country had started a trade war. This would not surprise me that our country would determine that another sovereign country is now a target of U.S. either economic aggression or military aggression.
Well, so somebody's got a sense of humor, obviously, right? At the
Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, somebody's got a sense of humor, and they put that into the database, obviously.
Right. Wakanda first appeared in the Fantastic Four comic in 1966 and made a reemergence when Black Panther was adapted into an Oscar-winning film later that year. The unusual listing was spotted by Francis Tassang, a New York-based software engineer who was looking up agricultural tariffs for a fellowship he was applying for. He told Reuters news agency that when he first saw Wakanda in the list, he got, quote, very confused, unquote. Quote, I thought I misremembered the country from the movie and was confused and it was something else. After the listing was removed, a USDA spokesman told the Washington Post that Wakanda, so we We or do we have a free trade? This is being asked about Wakanda. Also, where are things at on negotiations with the Algarbarok?
Which is the fictional country from Aladdin.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Hey, we got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live at 855 450 free. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. 3733. I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There's no ID requirement to sign up for, and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And boy, we were very, very happy to break the news. We didn't break the news, but just to hear that Wakanda is now a U.S. trading partner. I mean, that's big. It's got to be...
And free trade. Free trade. I love that idea.
Yeah, and no tariffs. Nothing listed against the Wakandans by the U.S. government.
Well, I mean, all joking aside, all arrangements should be free trade.
Yes.
Even with China, meaning that there should be no tariffs on imports and exports. People should be free to do business with whoever it is that they want around the globe without having to ask some government's permission first, without having to fill out paperwork and search for import codes and pay taxes and fill out paperwork. I mean, I've done very little as far as international shipping is concerned, but every time I've had to deal with it, like when we got the vending machine out from out of the shop, it was just such a hassle.
Yeah.
It was unnecessarily, ridiculously hard to import something. And, I mean, that's just not even a fraction of what some people do.
Well, and the idea of tariffs and honestly, the idea of quote-unquote trade deficits, you know, and we must take some action to, quote, level the playing field and do these things. I mean, we enact tariffs on our friends. You know, on countries that
were... You mean the federal government?
The federal government enacts tariffs on all sorts of different products from different countries or on different things. And and it's... The idea is if they manipulate the numbers and they say, well, if they pay a little bit more, that'll make up for this and we can figure it all out so it's just perfect. We can central plan all of these things. And that's the problem that the government has the chutzpah to believe that they can physically control individual economic decisions that people make. And not only in this country, which is bad enough, but they do it around the globe. They try to. It doesn't work. And that's part of the problem with central planning. And central planning can't really happen without centralization.
Mm-hmm.
Centralization being a big enemy of the ideas of cryptocurrencies, things like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash. The idea that no one person, no one group should be able to control your money, your wealth. They should not be making decisions about what you own. And they do this. But in the United States...
But then what would we need them for?
Exactly. We certainly don't need the Federal Reserve, and we've talked about that at length on this.
Oh, yeah.
But the central planned Central Bank of the United States, the Federal Reserve, had a glitch today. And apparently direct deposits, this is how a lot of people receive their pay.
Yeah.
For millions and millions of people were interrupted.
Right. Not me. I always insist on getting a check. You know, it's a pain in the butt, but it's because to avoid situations just like this. I like to keep track of everything I get.
Right. Write it down in your checkbook. You know how much you know how much make-believe money you have in your checking account that way.
Oh, yeah. And people, you know, to look at me as if I'm crazy, they always say, oh, Vincent, you know, you're wasting your time. You're wasting my time because they just have so much trust in the system of electronics. I mean, I don't trust a computer, you know, something that needs to update like every 5 minutes and freezes.
Direct deposits and other financial transactions were delayed Thursday by a quote-unquote glitch at the Federal Reserve that has since been resolved. Banks were alerted on Thursday morning to a disruption in the Fed's automated clearinghouse, or ACH, network that caused settlement delays. Banks use the ACH network to zip money to each other for online bill payments and direct deposits.
Yeah, I don't know how many people realize this about the banking system. I mean, we've definitely talked before about how the Federal Reserve is, you know, essentially connected with the federal government, even though they're semi-private. They still have boards, I believe, of directors, or at least certain directors are appointed by the federal government. So they're, you know, they're connected pretty close. And, you know, you don't know when you're sending just a user of a bank and you want to get money from one bank to another. I don't think a lot of people realize it's not point to point. You're not going from bank A to bank B like, oh, well, here's our, you know, we're just going to call the bank or punch them up on some system. The system is the Federal Reserve. Every wire transfer and every ACH, every check, every transfer of money between banking institutions goes through the Federal Reserve. It does not do it any other way.
Exactly. And we can call it ACH, and the Federal Reserve can say, quote-unquote, glitch.
Mm-hmm.
But what this really is, this is a central point of failure.
It's a big one.
And today, people got a taste of it. So people didn't get their direct deposits, and I'm sure a lot of those, it wasn't just, oh, well, there's my money. You know, people were undoubtedly freaking out.
Sure. Expected to be there. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Now, this may explain something that happened to me yesterday and today.
Because this was yesterday, right? Says Thursday morning?
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's
that
today.
That would be today.
I don't know what day it is.
But last night, I made a payment for my cell phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, pay my bill. And I sent that in.
Like a utility bill or something?
Just like a utility bill, except for myself. Yeah, a cell phone. It's a I just paid my cell phone bill online.
Yeah, okay.
And then later on in the day, I got a message from my cell phone carrier. And I normally don't get messages from my cell phone carrier saying, you didn't pay your cell phone bill. Your cell phone's now past due.
Great.
I'm like, really? You know, so I go out to their website, and now by the time I checked it today, I checked it. It was fine.
Hmm.
And so there's...
So you didn't get hit with a late fee?
I don't know. I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just pretty strange that I had just been... This was last night. I made the payment, and then I get a notice saying, you know, your account's still past, or still overdue, or you know, past the due date, or whatever it was. And it was just really weird that all this happens in this headline I see. As of 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, the Fed reported all systems were operating normally, and technical staff had, quote, resolved the issue. Does that mean they'll stop inflating us out of existence by printing honest money?
They said to resolve the issue, not all the issues.
I think that is the issue to me.
Well, yeah, they haven't resolved the issue of the existence of the Federal Reserve.
Right. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate sends a $1.4 trillion spending package to President Trump's desk after passing it. The bill funds the government through the rest of the fiscal year and also raises the price of tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. All indications are that the president will sign the bill Friday. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is making it official. He's now a Republican.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away.
The former Democrat made the announcement in the White House, sitting next to President Trump. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 138 points to set another record at 28,377. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. And I wanted to know where you're going to be in late June. June 29th to July 5th, 2020, you should be in New Hampshire, and you should join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens on the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's ForkFest, for those of you following at home. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or hotel room with Rogers Campground for July 29th to the 5th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day?
Did you say July 29th? June
29th. June 29th to July 5th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day? I can't think of one than surrounding yourself with freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning on visiting ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is ForkFest.party. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And we have been talking about, the Federal Reserve. This happened early today. Apparently, the Federal Reserve had a glitch. And big deal, the Federal Reserve had a glitch. Well, this glitch caused millions and millions of people not to get paid on time because of direct deposits. It caused numerous things like bank wires and money flowing from one bank to another, people with bill pay. They had problems with that all over the country.
Every check that's being processed has to go through the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. This is a major thing, and they're going to downplay it and tell you it's not important. To me, this is indicative of a central point of failure, and this is nothing new to those of us who follow the Federal Reserve. The whole thing is a single point of failure, and you can't expect it to work
but
the whole time.
But that's what they want. They want to have that centralization because it means control. You know, the government gang is out there wanting to tell you how to live, and they certainly want to know everything you do with your money. And so they have, you know, the all-seeing eye, basically, the Federal Reserve being able to watch every single transaction that goes on electronically, essentially bank-to-bank, in this country. Now, obviously, it can't watch cash transactions, but that's why you've got this push for a cashless society.
Absolutely.
Which we were just talking about a few days back, where Greece is now requiring all of its people to spend at least 30% of their income electronically. Meaning you know, they have some idea of how much you're earning because, you know, it's going into a bank. And so if you're spending less than 30% electronically, they are going to fine you.
And in places like Sweden, they don't have to force anyone to do it. It's already by people's choice. It's a majority of cashless transactions.
Sure. And I think for most people, from a convenience point of view, they will opt to do that. Now, there are outliers. You were telling us that you prefer to have a physical check. But I would say that you're an outlier.
Oh, yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Most people would just prefer to have the money in my account and I'll spend it and I can pay all my bills with it. I never have to touch cash. People see that as a feature.
Not necessarily the money, you know, the digits, right? The numbers.
Right.
The electronic numbers on the screen that says how much purchasing power you allegedly have.
Right. Well, you can't blame somebody. It is more convenient. I mean, Vincent is, you know, a little bit on the... You're kind of stuck in the past, right? You're getting the old check, so you've got to deposit the check, and then the check has to clear, and that's going to take 3 days or 2 days, and if you're really lucky, you've got a bank that can clear it overnight, but you never really know.
Right. I've never had to wait for a check. I just go to the ATM, put it in, and it's in the account. The money's in the account.
That's bank policy, but that...
Yeah, that may be a decision made by your bank to credit you a portion of your check.
Sure.
Usually you don't get the entire check credited unless it's a relatively small check, so if it's like sub 200 bucks...
Oh, I see, yeah,
Go ahead and, as a courtesy, they may go ahead and add that to your available balance, but they still have to process the check, which means it gets sent through the Federal Reserve system, and then they have to check on the other end to make sure there's funds that are in the account on the other end, which this process can take a number of business days. And now the Federal Reserve shutting down or having some glitch has resulted in a lot of these things being held back.
And again, banks can choose to take on the risk of that not working perfectly. So I have business accounts with a local bank, and they do that with any check I receive. If I...
They'll credit the whole thing?
The whole thing. All I have to do is take it to the bank, and if they see it, I can't do it on, you know, an electronic deposit. But if I take it in, they'll credit it immediately, and that's really cool.
Until it doesn't work. Until somebody wrote you a bad check.
Right, and then that's going to go back, it's going to be a debit. And
then you get a problem because if you figure the funds are there and you spend the funds that they've already given, thought they gave to you because the bank gave you the full amount of the check, and you go ahead and you know, swipe a card somewhere or whatever to use that money then they find out the account on the other end that gave you the check doesn't have the money. They then pull that amount, the full amount, comes right back out of your account, possibly putting your balance in the negative, and then you get hit with negative balance fees.
And they say they won't do that, because I've asked them those questions too, but again, somebody has to take the risk of working with this insane centralized system. And this is why, you know, when we talk about situations like the Federal Reserve not allowing people to get their paychecks that were automatically deposited, because of a quote-unquote glitch. I just keep coming back to Bitcoin. I keep coming back to many cryptocurrencies, that if people would just demand that they get paid in these things, it would just change everything.
Game changer.
And people can't even comprehend that. What if when you received your paycheck, you could verify that it was yours and no one else had any claim to it? Just none. There's no doubt whatsoever. Your payroll for a company, you could run your payroll. I'm going to go really on the outside, inside of an hour, and pay everybody, and not just say that you've processed it and you're sending checks out, but for them to actually get paid. Now, paying suppliers, what if they knew when you sent them a payment, it was theirs? That was it.
Irreversible.
Would they give you a better rate? You know, would they give you better terms if they knew that your payments were, you know, as good as gold, literally as good as gold, and it was in their hands? This is why we're passionate about this stuff.
Yeah,
and we're not passionate about the Federal Reserve. I don't want to speak for anyone. Hold on. Is anyone here passionate about the Federal
Reserve? No? Well, I mean, I'm passionate about it. Just not in a way that they'd like.
I don't quite have
to burn it to the ground.
I don't have a hatred for the banks, but I really dislike having to deal with them. I mean, it's not because of the people. A lot of them are very, very nice.
That's a good point.
And it's because of the system.
Yes.
And these banks, you know, they want to help their customers. They want to provide services to their customers. But they're hamstrung by the Federal Reserve. They basically are almost cookie cutter. They're not quite identical, but so many banks, basically, there's no real difference between them. The checking accounts have the same exact features. You know, back in the day, they tried to differentiate themselves by offering like a free toaster or something like that.
Right, but they were battling 6% over
interest.
They were battling with interest rates. They were trying to lure you in with the high interest rates. They
don't have that anymore.
Well, I mean, Mr. Peacenik, Beatnik, you ought to hate the Federal Reserve at least. It's the reason why we have all these endless wars. You know, endless money can make endless.
Well, I don't hate anybody. I mean, I pity them. But
that's why you fail.
But I don't hate. Hate only hurts the hater.
Exactly. And it's not just the Federal Reserve. It's also U.S. government policy. It's laws that have passed.
And the Rothschilds.
That require all this stuff. Right. And the Rothschilds. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And I wanted to tell you about Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is a cryptocurrency wallet. It's where you can keep. You need a crypto wallet. You need an electronic wallet to work with these things easily. It's available for iOS and Android mobile devices. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrency. It's user-controlled because they want to make sure you own your money. There's support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar. The list just keeps growing. They're a veteran team. They've been building since 2014, and they want to help you secure your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. In studio,
we did that.
I think we did that already. Man, I'm just punchy. Here we are. What do we have? About 6 days left till Christmas.
Yep, that sounds right.
And I'm about, you know, that means I'm about 19 days into peak retail season, and I love my customers. I really do. I remind myself every day. You love these people. You love these people.
Let go of a shotgun underneath the counter. Well, don't worry, man. I mean, I just got out of it. I've been a week out of finals week. I know how you feel, Chris. Don't worry.
Yeah, just a little punchy after all that.
We won't blame it on age.
Well, you can. That's an easy target.
Well, I'm more polite than that. Don't worry.
Oh, good. Thank you. We were talking about the Federal Reserve, and we talked a little bit about currencies and all the new rules that we have developed over the last 100 years on how banks should function and should be centralized. And today we saw that millions of people could not receive their direct deposits because they did centralize those banks. That means you have a central point of failure.
Did not affect those people who were getting paid in cryptocurrency.
It did not.
Because the Federal Reserve has no influence over that. As much as they might want to, they can't do anything about it. Ha ha.
Good for all 12 of them.
Well, they may.
All 12 people getting paid in cryptocurrency.
Non-drug dealer being paid in cryptocurrency.
There are a lot of people being paid in cryptocurrency.
Most
of those people work for crypto companies.
Correct.
But they do. There's a lot of people. Those people did not experience anything today if the Federal Reserve did their thing. It the Federal Reserve screws up ACH. And
although
people are being paid in crypto.
Well, and the dollar doesn't drop 50% in value every other day, you know. So, I mean, there are some benefits in short-term, at least, for being paid in dollars.
Oh, you're saying that cryptocurrency could drop 50% in value?
Obviously, that's hyperbole, but it's dropping
It has huge swings. It has volatility.
Yeah, that's true.
Along the lines of some big stocks. Bitcoin's volatility is typically no greater than what we've seen in Amazon's history.
Well, yeah, so, but I mean, Amazon began, like, and I understand that, but it's like, it's just with crypto, ever since it hit the peak at 20,000, or, you know, Bitcoin at least, it's just been constant downward volatility more often than upward.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, it went down as far as 3,000. So Bitcoin hit its peak at about $19,000-$20,000 in late December of 2017, fell all the way down to around 3,000-ish, and has since come back up to over 10,000. It's now down to about 7,000 with hitting a low this week at around 6,000. So 6,000 to 7,000 is way higher than 3,000. So, I mean, I don't know if I agree with you there, Vincent.
Well, I mean, it's not something I'd want to be paid in, you know, like I'd like you paid in everything and have life savings.
Right. And most people think of when I get paid, I want that money to be worth exactly what it was yesterday.
And also dollars, you know, in transactions, you don't have to pay them all. But I don't know if they've ever fixed the transaction fees, or, you know, you don't have to pay more than you get in transaction fees to send something.
Yeah, transaction fees, I mean, they have really come down from the high where Bitcoin transaction fees reached 38 to 50 bucks was the median fee, and there were reports of fees higher than that. But things have settled down. I mean, this latest round
where we're going to pay like 10 cents to 50 cents these days for a Bitcoin transaction.
Typically.
But that's still way too high. The other cryptocurrencies, much, much more affordable to send. So if you need to send crypto, just use one of the other ones.
Or they have even worse volatility. I mean, you know, look, what was it? Butcoin Trash is at, what was it?
You mean Bitcoin Cash?
Gesundheit.
So you're upset because Bitcoin Cash has gone down in value?
I'm ambivalent. I mean, well, compared to what it started out with, and, you know, certain FDL hosts who got a double mortgage to buy Bitcoin Trash.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
That's okay. I don't want to embarrass anyone, so that's okay.
But what I will say,
I know Mark Edge took a mortgage out on his home back in the early days of Bitcoin,
yes,
and he actually did really well on that purchase because he bought Bitcoin way back when it was pretty cheap. But that's not a really good financial strategy for people. It was a huge risk on his part. But I'm not aware of any hosts who've taken out a mortgage to buy large amounts of Bitcoin Cash.
And a lot of people acquired Bitcoin Cash because of the airdrop. When Bitcoin Cash first came out, everybody who had a Bitcoin was given one Bitcoin Cash, and that's how it was sort of released. If you had half a Bitcoin, you got half a Bitcoin Cash. Now, Bitcoin has probably done better at holding value than a lot of these other currencies.
It has over time, but what has happened, I mean, just to put this in perspective for you, Vincent, Bitcoin Cash actually has not done as poorly as other alternatives, like Dash, for instance. Was just looking at some of the charts the other night, and in the last year, when you price these alternative coins, not in dollars, but price them in Bitcoin, what are they worth in Bitcoin? How many Bitcoin Cash can you get for one Bitcoin? How many Dash can you get for one Bitcoin?
Okay, and if you look at like the last year's,
statement. What happened in the last year is the price of Dash, when denominated in Bitcoin, has gone down by over 60%, whereas Bitcoin Cash has gone down by about 20%. So Dash has absolutely been brutalized by comparison. Now, they've all gone down, but that's true of all of the alternative coins. When you look at, I mean, almost all of them. There's a few exceptions out there, but those are just kind of random, you know, flukes. Bitcoin, what has happened was when Bitcoin was going up in its price that you were talking about, when it was skyrocketing, and the fees were going up, as you mentioned, what happened at that time, because Bitcoin got so hard to use, it was so slow, the fees were so high, people took their money out of Bitcoin and they put it into these alternatives, and they pushed up the prices of Bitcoin Cash and Dash. And what happened to Bitcoin was it went from what I think it was around 95%, what they call market dominance, early in 2017, meaning the total market cap of all cryptocurrencies combined, however many, you know, 100 plus billion dollars it was at the time, Bitcoin's value was 95% of that.
Right.
And when it was, you know, while it was peaking up and it's in this huge popularity swing, it actually was losing market dominance, and it went down as low as about 44-43%. So a tremendous amount of the value of Bitcoin left Bitcoin, and it went somewhere else.
Right.
And the somewhere else it went
so
to.
You're alleging that it was because of Bitcoin fees that happened?
I think that was one factor.
Right.
Because
and
people
I don't
needed
think it's
another
the only
alternative.
Factor. I mean, what that was the period of everybody wanted to do a coin and everybody did an ERC token based on Ethereum.
Mm-hmm.
So there were many more offerings and there were many more pitches.
You're talking about the ICO, the
ICO
initial
craze.
Coin offerings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of money going into Ethereum because of that. But you can look at the other alternatives
as
well.
But they were going into those other cryptocurrencies, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're talking about the ICOs. Those were all Ethereum. That's the number two crypto
right.
out
yeah.
there. And definitely there was a lot of money flowing out of Bitcoin going into Ethereum. But you could also see the other alternatives. All of the other ones were also going up in value at the same time. I mean, Dash hit a peak of over $1,000 a Dash. Right now you can pick up a Dash for under $50.
Right.
So
everything went up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everything went up, but Bitcoin did not go up as much as the other things. Even though Bitcoin was going
up, yeah,
the other things went up more because the value left Bitcoin, the investment, the money from Bitcoin, went into these alternatives. That's why Bitcoin's market cap went down to 44%. And now Bitcoin's back up to about 67% of the market. So that money has flowed back out from those altcoins and gone back into Bitcoin, and that's what's happened.
Here's how I'd describe the altcoin phenomena of 2017-2018. Ooh, we can make as much money as we could have if we would have bought Bitcoin early.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, buy everything that comes up.
My motivation was thinking Bitcoin was going to fail or could fail someday, so I should probably have something else besides Bitcoin. And I've been slammed on those purchases since then. I mean, the Dash has lost 10 times of its value.
But that's not a slam against diversifying your portfolio. 855-453.
It's
all pump and dump.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.